Hello and welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe or ever listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode and leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk and on Twitter/X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Y'all, do not get in between Liz Wilcox and her Bourbon Street Mushroom Swiss Burger. With Q continuing to establish himself as a new era villain, it was an episode of blindsides and burgers that resulted in a lot of meltdowns. It's time to talk all things Survivor 46, Gullah Gullah Gecko. And joining me is someone who will always take me to Applebee's. It's Miss Felicia. How are we?
I'm doing great, but I need to revise what you just said. If you vote for me the night before, do not expect me to take you to no Applebee's.
Wow. Didn't other people that he brought vote for him too?
Sure, but
yeah,
they're
his
not
argument's
as annoying.
Fucking joke. He's an asshole.
He can pick whoever he wants. No, he's not. She's an asshole. She's the asshole. He can pick whoever he wants.
Well, I just sit my tea, friends. We got a lot to do again. You know what? Just for that, we're going to dive right in because it sounds like you and I are going to have a lot of things to battle about. Well, Hunter and his idol are gone. Liz is so ticked off, but not as much as she's going to be, but we'll get to it. Liz didn't know there was going to be a split vote between Q and Hunter. She is trying to hold her composure, but in confessional, she exclaims, "What the heck, you hobags?" Probably 24 years ago when Survivor debuted, I don't know if they would have aired the word hobags.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't
Definitely
think so.
Not,
I don't
actually,
think so.
No.
Liz wants to know what it is about her that made them say they don't want to let her in on the split vote. And Venus says it happened 10 minutes before tribal. So is that what we have to assume that like little split beach situation was from last week where you had one half of the group on one side by the boat and the other half like just sitting there? That's when it all went down?
I guess so.
Gotcha. Well, Tiffany says that they thought he had an idol and it was just an in-case vote, and because this is how you play the game. Liz felt stupid as fuck being the only person left out, and she wanted Q out because he almost blew up her game. She don't trust him, and she for sure won't later. But do you think that Hunter should have seen the blind side coming?
He should have used his idol, yeah.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. And I'm going to say it later tonight, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, Tiffany knows that Q causing chaos set up smoke screens for Hunter to not play the idol. Now, Tiffany wants Q out. She thinks he did too much, and now he's feeling the pressure. Maria will go comfort Q. Is that something you would have done?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
You always need to keep your numbers. You always need to keep people trusting you. The minute you like cut someone off is the second you're not getting taken on the reward that you so desperately want to go on.
Tiffany knows
you need,
what Q...
you need your numbers at the end, and that's... Q is looking like a great goat to bring to the end. So,
yeah, but if he's your goat, then why the fuck do you need his number? Because he's not voting for you because he's out next to you.
If you but you need his number in the game going forward. You need him as a number.
Maria doesn't. She's fine. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
It's Finny. It's good to have as many numbers. It's a game of numbers. You can never count your eggs before they're hatched.
All right. Let's go back to Maria. Maria knows that Q was checked out of the game mentally, and she wants to connect with him despite him being a wild card. Q though is aware he has to win out or he will go home. He don't want to talk to these people. His strategy is to win and control his own destiny. So he's going to work with Maria as she knows that he is a number for her. She intends to keep him around as he is an easy vote and will focus on being a bigger target. Now morning has come. Kenzie is on the beach with Maria and Charlie. She doesn't know if they can pull off a Tiffany blindside as she doesn't trust anyone left. Maria ensures her that they can. She thinks Q will work with them. Maria has Tiffany on her radar. And that is music to her ears that Kenzie still wants her gone. Kenzie thinks it's huge for her resume to get Tiffany out. Miss Felicia, when is the right time to cut your number one? Do you need to have a solid group of numbers behind you to secure your placement once the plan is executed?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what Kenzie expects, like where her game is gonna go move forward from here, with Tiff being her like one. I feel like she doesn't really have many strong allies. So I don't know. I get the idea of like wanting to make a big move, but this doesn't even seem like her move. Like she's not gonna be
No,
able to take
not
credit for
th this
this.
round. It
So
wouldn't been. Last one, it would have been.
yeah. So I don't know. What was the question?
Well, when is the right time to cut your number one?
Oh, later, but at some point, I would say.
Let's get into our first challenge. We have a
Let's see.
course. And Jeff will note that they are all noticeably smaller. Why is he saying this? Oh, it's called foreshadowing.
Oh yeah.
Storytelling. It's a really good
So
thing.
they're all hungry, and maybe they all could use a burger.
For this challenge, they will race through a series of obstacles until they reach a sack of sandbags. They will throw the sandbags through a net tunnel and use their hands to get them out the other side. They will get one more sandbag, go under a net crawl, and attempt to land the sandbag on a very tall target. First person to finish wins reward. Now, firstly, how would you do in this challenge?
Realistically, I think I could get to the last part first, but I would have trouble throwing the sack on the tower.
You got problems with sacks?
Throwing sacks is not my gig.
Okay.
Dealing with them and fondling,
Different story.
definitely, yeah.
Well, they're going to be playing for food. Applebee's. What is your go-to order at Applebee's?
I like the boneless like chicken.
Absolutely. Great choice.
They have like a honey, the honey flavoring, whatever. That's the one I love.
Honey
And then
barbecue?
no, it's not a honey, it's like a honey glaze.
Okay.
A honey pepper or something like that. That's what I get. And then I
Is that a
don't
new
get
drag
this
queen?
honey pepper. Have you heard of her? And then I don't get the side of the breadsticks. I get three single breadsticks because it's way cheaper.
I didn't even know that Applebee's had breadsticks.
Oh, they're really good. And you
Wow,
get it
okay.
with the garlic butter. It is delicious.
Okay, well, we're gonna learn that this is Liz's Wednesday night ritual. Her and her daughter, it's where they have their Survivor sleepover. Liz gets the burger, her daughter gets the pizza, then they go home and watch Survivor. If only she could win this challenge. Now, do you love Survivor product placement? And what chain restaurant would make you go loco?
This is giving charisma. Do I love the product placement? No, I'm never a fan. But it's fun. It's fine. It's cute. And then what would mine be? Do you know And Pizza?
I don't. What's
Oh,
that?
there's so it's like the Chipotle of pizza. Like they make it in front of you and you can custom
Oh,
make
okay.
it and it's just so good. It's like
There's
a small chain.
Blaze Pizza, very much like that.
Is that like that? Okay, so for me it would be And Pizza.
You mentioned the one that I would pick.
What did I say?
Chipotle.
Did I say that? I
You did
definitely
say,
thought it.
yeah, you said
Oh,
Chipotle.
it's the
Yeah,
Chipotle of
yeah.
yeah, no, I would be down for like just Chipotle also. That'd be so good.
Friends, I know what you're thinking. You're saying your asshole would be very angry at you having not eaten for so long and then having Chipotle, because when you've
Fair.
eaten normally and you have Chipotle, you got tummy problems. I just love Chipotle so much. There is something about a good burrito bowl from Chipotle that just makes me happy.
The al pastor. Do you get the chicken al
Oh,
pastor?
it's so good, friends. If
It's
you have not
so
eaten
good.
it,
They
oh,
need
it's
to make
so
that
good.
permanent because it's so
Right?
good.
Let's start the petition. Al Pastor Permanente. Okay. That's not even a word, friends. We're just going to go into this challenge because who cares about the challenge? It's all about what happens next.
Yeah, true.
The challenge is on. Q is back in his football playing days, zipping through this course. Liz is falling behind fast as Q is in the lead. The net crawl is intense. What is the secret to get through?
Being a skinny legend, I don't know.
No, because Liz and Kenzie had issues.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It was very, very strange. Like that netting was very, very tight.
Yeah, this wasn't like the one that I would have been like, oh, Q's got this in the bag, to
Yeah.
be honest. But
Well, Q will get to a sandbag first and will continually miss the target, allowing everyone to catch up. Liz will finally get through the net in her first toss on and off. And then her worst nightmare realized Q will get his sandbag. Q wins reward, and it is time for some Q-os. That's like chaos, but starts with a Q. Did you see that
Twitter, the Twitter beef between
the
Plain
Twitter
Jane.
beef? Yeah, between Plain
I'm glad
Jane
you brought,
and
I was going to bring
Q.
it up too, yeah.
Y'all, if you follow Drag Race, you also know that Plain Jane had some bitter feelings toward a contestant named Q.
I thought it was just Q. Q was the only one. I didn't see. Did Jane respond?
No. But I'm just saying,
Oh.
on Drag Race, Q and Plain Jane
Oh,
had some beef, and now
Drag Race Q,
we're
yes.
combining
It's a Q
universes.
thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Q thing. I just think it's hilarious, but
It's so fun.
the man's competitive,
He
clearly.
is. He is.
All right, so Q gets to pick one person to join him. He wants to make things right, so he picks Tiffany. An interesting choice, but okay. Jeff's going to give him another option. Liz will beg, and it falls on deaf ears. It's Maria because she came to check on him. And Jeff is like, okay, one more. Let's make a survivor moment. Q will preface his pick with Liz having not eaten, and this could be something she could potentially eat. His last pick is not sobbing Liz. It is Kenzie because they have been together from the beginning. Okay. Why would he even mention Liz's name if he wasn't going to pick her? Because that was the cruel dagger in, like, not even in the back, straight to the freaking heart.
He did it
He
because he could.
dangled it in front
Yeah, well,
of her.
she should. Beggars can't be choosers.
I
Beggars
need
can't be burger eaters.
I need to ask you a serious question here, though.
Yeah.
Do you think that one of the ladies should have given up their spot to Liz?
Apparently they did.
Okay, tell us
Ken
more.
Kenzie Kenzie the, apparently both Kenzie and Maria like raised their hands to say they would give it up, and Jeff said they weren't allowed to.
Now, obviously, very prominent in like the 20s and 30s, where we would see people swap
Giving
and
cars away.
giving cars away. Yeah, okay. And not even getting the car. But yeah, it was a very prominent thing. And I guess Jeff doesn't like it. There's a lot of things Jeff doesn't like happy people. He just wants survivor moments. If given the opportunity, would you swap out and give it to Liz? Because I would.
No.
And this is why you are a villain like you.
There you go. Is Q a villain? Am I a villain?
Yes, very much
Okay.
so.
Okay.
All right,
Because
now to Liz. Liz is pissed and she
I think Liz is a
explodes.
villain. Liz is the
She's not a
villain.
villain. This
She
was
is
Emmy
chaotic evil.
award-winning content. She is having a full-blown temper tantrum. This lady was not having it. She will even call Q out for almost blowing up her entire game. This was a real person having a real reaction in real time. As she says, she didn't even scream that hard during her divorce. What is more important when it comes to reward? Who you pick or who you leave out?
Definitely who you leave out, but
Agreed.
don't be entitled.
But it's not entitlement. I mean, we're going
It's
to talk about it.
entitlement.
We're going to
It's
talk about the
entitlement. It's
specificities of
entitlement.
Liz in this game in a moment. But if you already even are telling us that two people were willing to swap out for her, that was the right move to do.
Yeah, sure. I'm not saying
Just
it's a bad
like, oh
move
my
for the,
God, someone
it's
has
not a bad
meaning.
move for the other two to offer it up, but I'm saying I wouldn't have done it.
What did Q expect to actually gain from having
He
this
wants
group of three?
to make plans, and he doesn't
With
want
this,
Liz there. He doesn't want to work with Liz. I wouldn't either.
but you really think that Kenzie and Tiffany would work with him?
Maybe.
There was no
You don't
salvaging
know.
it.
You
If he wanted
never,
to
well,
make
there wasn't.
plans,
There wasn't,
if he
but
wanted
you
to
never
make
know.
plans, he brings Charlie, Ben, and Maria. That's who he
Sure.
brings to make plans. So that's why I don't buy any of Q's bullshit. I think he was trying to make the lady who was crying in front of him feel even worse because
Good.
she voted for
She
him. That's
sucks.
why.
She
Not
sucks.
because it was a game move, because he was bitter about the vote.
It can be both.
No, because he
His
wasn't making a plan. He
game move
didn't
doesn't,
have
he
the
doesn't want to
numbers.
involve her. He doesn't want to involve her in his
But
plan, so why would he bring
I'm
her?
not saying she her. I'm saying if he really stood by his conviction of wanting to make a move and having people to discuss said move, you don't bring this trio. You bring Maria, Charlie, and Ben. That's how you make your move.
He wanted to rebuild the relationships he damaged,
But he
and that's
would
how he
never
did
have
it.
it. They were never ever going to agree to it.
You never know. You don't know. We don't get
They
to,
ate an entire meal and told us they wouldn't.
he doesn't get to see the like confessionals. He doesn't get to see what people
And
are
that's why
thinking.
Q is one of the most delusional players to play this game.
No, that's crazy.
All right,
She's the most delusional.
yeah.
Liz is.
Okay. Let's go out of order. We're going to begin with our Applebee's reward. The music is jovial, and there are three random people standing out with fish bowls of alcohol. And I gotta know, do they live in Fiji, or did Applebee's send their brand ambassadors on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation?
Are there Applebee's in Fiji?
I have no idea. Who were those random people? If you are one of those random people, I want to meet you. And also, give
Okay.
me free Applebee's.
Call us, call the podcast up.
They are going to just give us a free commercial spot for all that food. I mean, I do love Applebee's,
I
so
like Applebee's too.
it made me want to go to Applebee's, but I'm not going to because
They're kind of expensive, honestly.
I prefer Chili's. Bring back
I don't
Chili's.
think I've ever had Chili's.
We've
Maybe
discussed that on the
once.
podcast before. I
Have
love
we?
Chili's. I think so. When was the last time you were eating good in the neighborhood?
Is that Applebee's
Yes, it
motto?
was. Yes, it was. It was
Probably
thrown
sometime
in the
last
back
month.
wall.
Sometime last month, probably.
On a date?
I get
She went
the
on a date.
no,
Did
definitely
you go
not.
solo?
I get takeout. There's
I
one pretty
gotcha.
close to my house, so I'll.
Now they're going to discuss the Liz of it all, and Q says it is what it is. He is unfazed. It was hard for him to see Liz crying, but he thinks his only option was to go back to the Yanu 3. So he proposes to Maria that they team up with her and Charlie. So that would be five, and we know in the game of numbers, five beats out three. Tiffany will say that she has no strong ties to Le Venus or Liz, so she's got no qualms about that plan. He wants to push his game with the right people. He says he doesn't owe Liz anything. Now, Kenzie will say that Q is like her unhealthy boyfriend. He buys her a nice meal at Applebee's, hoping she's got amnesia and forgets that she's been left out of the plans. It takes more to woo her. Hey, Miss Felicia, what does it take to woo you?
Definitely more than Applebee's.
Yeah, like what? A diamond ring?
Sure. If I can sell it.
Yeah, this is why you are a villain. She doesn't know why she was picked over Liz. She calls a cold. Speaking of cold, let's get to the Bourbon Street Mushroom Swiss Burger. We have this angelic music playing. And would you believe these motherfuckers are too full to even eat it
They were
yet?
set
They did
up.
that on
You
purpose.
cannot tell me they were not set up. They said five courses, and then for dessert, you're gonna have the burger. Like, in what
Literally,
world
that was the
did that
setup.
make sense?
I just thought it was so funny. I was like, listen, you bring out the burger before like this steak and shrimp, but okay.
It was so weird.
Now they're all lounging with full bellies, but Q's gonna go off to walk off his food. Now with Q gone, Tiffany ain't buying that crap. She will reroute her game, no way, for his apology tour. Meanwhile, Maria thinks it's not cool that Tiff and Kenzie think Q has to got to go. She sees him as a number, but him rubbing people the wrong way may mean he might have to go. Let me talk about Miss Maria a little bit. I feel like we missed a major, major part at the beginning of the merge to see these two really bond, because we
Q
know
and
that
Maria.
we know that she was pulled into the six,
Yeah.
and then
But
all
she
of a
was the one
sudden she
who was
was
like
there.
outside. Yeah. And she's the six. She is the six.
Do you anticipate that there was some sort of meeting of the minds between the
Bonding.
two of
It, there
them?
must have been because Q was so like gung ho about the six, like more so than his original alliance, like from the get-go. So I think there must have been some.
Do you think that because we didn't see that, it's not going to be a factor in the last remaining episodes?
No, because it's been a factor. It was a factor tonight. It could just be sloppy storytelling.
You just called out Survivor. I'm not gonna. I'm not. I don't condone that, but it's okay. No, listen.
Okay.
I no. I think everything intentional. So the fact that we missed that part is very interesting to me. It's so it's not like one of those situations where like Q's gonna vote for her if she's in the finale, though that would be whatever. But yeah, I'm very curious to know how in multiple 90-minute episodes we're still missing key parts of the story.
I feel like I got the story. I
Now to
don't
the
know.
Losers Lounge. The music is sad. And just like the one and only Liz Wilcox, she's sad too. She will thank them for letting her have her moment. She is over it, but she spewed what she had to spew. Have you ever had a temper tantrum that you had to apologize to your friends or colleagues for because it was a little out of line? No.
No,
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm
I have.
unapologetic.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Venus says they all wanted to yell at him at least once. And we are reminded that Liz has allergies and she can't really eat much on Survivor. She is allergic to coconuts, most fruit, chicken. And again, I ask you, why did they let her out there?
Why did they let her out here? Why doesn't she go fishing?
Do you think she really is a billionaire and maybe she bought her spot?
No, girly, no. No.
She can eat beef, and that burger is what she orders. She was denied food, and she had an emotional connection to this meal. Liz questions what kind of person would do that, and Ben says, he's a villain.
Villain.
We already know
And
your
you're a
answer.
baby,
He is
Ben.
a Q villain. Q villain. He's a villain.
And Ben is a little baby.
Wow, you don't like anybody.
I like some of them, just not Ben or Liz.
Ben will empathize with Liz and her connection to the reward, but he thinks that Q is working from the bottom to rekindle his old alliance, thinking that they would be idiots if they fell for that crap. He would take the Applebee's and get Q out next, which is exactly what I would do, which is what Kenzie and Tiffany had planned as well. Liz is now trying to get a fire going, and her Applebee's-less stomach can't do it. She is crying, she's in her feelings, she gives up on the fire. And now we have flashback time. The self-proclaimed billionaire grew up really poor. They had food insecurities. She says being able to sit down with her daughter is so important to her. And yes, we get to see a photo of the pair at Applebee's. Be honest with me, Miss
Taken
Alicia.
after the show is
Was
filmed.
that taken before or after she got on the show?
Definitely after. Definitely
Absolutely. Y'all,
after.
that was so fucking staged. Are you kidding me? They said, here, we're buying you Applebee's. Go take your daughter
Right, they
out.
said that's to get your burger.
I just love that you and I were on the same page with that. You
Oh
knew
yeah,
where I was
totally.
going.
Yeah.
Do you have any Survivor Night traditions?
No, so I teach when Survivor's on, so
So that's your
I get
tradition,
home.
missing the show.
Yeah. I do watch it at like midnight though, on Wednesday
Yeah.
nights.
Because you don't want to be
So
spoiled.
exactly.
Morning comes, and another Fijian sunrise is upon us. Liz is nervous about the challenges. The others are well fed and rested. Charlie doesn't want to hear all the details, just some of it. Oh boy, he didn't know what he was about to set off by asking for the details. Q loved the quesadilla. I love quesadillas too. Tiffany loved the Oreo
Same.
milkshake. Cookies and cream milkshake, not for me
I'm not a
necessarily.
milkshake person in general, but Oreo sounds good.
Well, she's even lactose intolerant and she
Yeah, that's
drank it.
crazy.
And then she says, huh, I didn't even touch the burger.
They
And
shouldn't have said it. They shouldn't have said it.
Liz was like Madeline Kahn in Clue, flames on the side of her face. Let's be honest. They didn't know how to read the room. Would
That
you
was
be able
really
to read
bad.
the room?
I would have definitely been like, y'all, we can't tell Liz that we didn't eat the burger.
Do you think Tiffany realized what she said would actually result in the end of her game?
No, you could tell by the way she said it that she had no idea.
Liz has her eyes on the prize. She will apologize to Q for exploding because she was angry. Grab a Snickers, though she probably can't eat it.
Probably.
She tells us she was lying to Q and she's not sorry. What's that Demi Lovato song?
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, but she will be having a hot girl summer when she gets home. With who?
It's cool for the summer. Oh, wait, no, that's what Liz was. I thought you were
That's
still
what.
going with the
No,
Demi
I
Lovato.
know. I
Got it.
know.
Got
Q
it.
is not concerned of what Liz thinks. He is not ashamed of who he went on a reward with. It is a business decision for him. It's like when he fires someone, he says she can keep her apology. Have you ever had to fire
Amen.
someone?
No, girl. No.
No, me either. Me either. I would love to. Just once, maybe, just to like be like, you're fired.
I ain't no
Was a
one's
reference to
boss.
the television program The Apprentice that is very dated and no longer acceptable.
And it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger
Yeah, let's
reference.
go with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're fired. Do you
Did you
remember?
ever watch His
Of
Apprentice? I
course.
liked
Did you
his
watch
version.
the Martha Stewart version too?
No. Oh, but
Yeah.
it's not The Apprentice, right? It's like Martha
No, it was
Stewart's
The
personal
Apprentice.
assistant. Oh,
But
okay.
it was still The
I thought it was
Apprentice.
like Pete Burns's show.
Okay. Time for Maria and Charlie to go have a little quick update. She tells him Q proposed Venus, then Liz, and the ladies proposed Q. So for now, the Tiffany blind side is off. It will all come down to immunity. There's been a lot of allusions earlier on the season that Maria, Charlie are very much like a Malcolm and Denise.
Oh, they are def they're easily the strongest
Do you
duo.
see them as that kind of pair? And if
Oh
so,
yeah,
which one has the upper hand?
I think Maria's winning the season. Yeah, I know you were gonna. I was saving it till you asked later on, but I mean, she's giving godmother for me.
Well, Charlie wants it to be Tiffany, but the rest want Q, so he is scared though of Tiffany's idol. Venus will join them and say they have the numbers for a big vote, but Q is capable of winning challenges, so he should go. Liz will join in, and her feelings are Q. He gotta go. Charlie wants Q, Tiffany to lose, so his options are open. So we'll see what happens at the immunity challenge. They will be holding on to a handle connected to a bucket containing 25% of their pre-game body weight. When the bucket drops, they are out. But first, it's time to negotiate because Jeff is pissed off they didn't take it the first time around. For Rice, four people sit out, or two people lose their vote. Kenzie will step out. Liz will ask if they think they can win it, which is honestly the right move. You got to ask everybody at this point. If you don't think you're going to do it, just go. There's no point of doing it. You just
But
don't
like
even.
you can step back in, which is dumb.
No, that's not the problem. It's like certain people in this challenge knew they would not do well. You sit
Oh yeah.
out. You gotta sit out.
Liz is the only one who needs them. No.
You think that little old Venus was going to win this challenge? She had
It's
no
not
shot
about
in
that.
hell.
It's not about that. Liz
No,
is the only
you.
one who needs rice. They don't need to be appeasing Liz.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine. Meanwhile, I just want my food. I want my rice. Jeff will say that any individual who steps out can get their own personal portion of rice. And Liz is like, mine, give
Also,
it to me.
wait, pause. Venus has probably the least amount of weight to carry.
Yeah.
Oh, she could win. I don't know.
Where's the muscle on that poor child?
Maybe she's toned. Maybe she's a Pilates babe.
Maybe.
If she does yoga, she can hold her own weight.
Would you take the individual rice?
No.
Can we talk about the individual rice and how that works? Does she get to hoard it? Can someone steal it? I want to know the mechanics of the rice because I
Yeah.
would take that rice.
You're so
Do
set on making sure she gets her burger and making sure she gets her rice only for you to steal. Who's the villain? Who's the villain,
I never said I
Michael?
wasn't a villain. Oh, I never said
Okay,
that.
all right.
With no one wanting to step out, Kenzie's going to step back. Liz will get her own rice, and the challenge is
That was
on. But
such
first,
bullshit. That was such bullshit.
how would you do in this challenge?
I would do well.
Okay. I'm going to save my response until the end because we're going to learn a little bit about this challenge. Venus is out first. Like I said, she was no way in hell winning. Ben is going to demand a Van Halen quote from Jeff, and Jeff says, "When your bucket drops, it's bottoms up." Who fed him that line in his earpiece?
I'm thinking maybe Van Halen's his like favorite band, which is why Ben asked, because he like knows
No,
that.
no, it is
You
because
don't think
Ben
so?
loves it.
No, Ben is a Metallica stan.
Well, do you know
I think he
things that
just
don't
knows
rock?
that. What?
Ben, at this challenge.
Agreed, at anything.
We are going to be reminded that that person named Mike Abler went 38 minutes, and that was when he was giving shout-outs of random people. Remember that?
No. No, I do. I do, actually. I just
Venus
choose to.
on the sit-out bench is manifesting a cue drop, and she is a witch because that slow-mo shot of the bucket dropping in front of his face was pure magic.
Yeah.
One of the best camera shots I've ever seen on this show.
The look of shock on his face when he realizes was great.
Maria, she is not struggling, just suggesting, but Kenzie is out, then Maria. It is Tiffany versus Charlie. We will see both players locked in, though Charlie is giving us bottom boy energy. And that, listen, that twink is really looking island hot.
Yeah, he's fine.
Charlie will wrench his bucket all the way to the top. Out of nowhere, Tiffany drops. Charlie wins immunity, second in a row. Who would have thought that one?
Did you like the looks they gave each other when he was like, and she was like,
yeah,
I thought that was really
listen,
cute.
he again, one night with me, Charlie, everything will change.
Charlie or Carson?
Carson,
You
always
have to,
forever,
okay.
Always and forever. Now, Charlie tells us that grip strength is the most important skill. Survivor challenges, you need to have grip strength. So he was training with grip squeezers, dead hangs. This is why I would not be able to do this challenge. I have a bad finger. It locks, so I can't grip anything.
I can do that, but like on
No, like,
cue.
But like, no, my mind sticks. I can't even
Oh,
move
wow.
my finger.
That's crazy. Wait, like ever?
Well, no, like if I bend my finger, I get
Oh,
stuck.
okay.
So
Wow.
for
Well,
me,
so then wouldn't you be good at it?
No,
You'd have
because
that extra grip. It'd be
I
stuck.
can't grip it. No, because it's
Okay.
so little. There's no space. So
You
I would
know,
not be good at this challenge.
I hold handlebars for a living, and I grip
I'm sure
cocks as a
that I was
passion.
gonna say. I was
So,
gonna say. There it is. There it is. Good for Charlie. Good for skinny scrawny
yeah,
boys doing well. I'm here for it.
Yeah. But
It's
like I
time.
said, less he is probably the least amount of weight of the guys. So
Yes, that's
it
definitely
can
true.
help. It definitely is a help.
It is time to make a plan. With Q and Tiffany losing, the options are open. Tiffany wanted to beat Q and send him home, as is that was my wish as well. I really wanted that man out of here. Tiffany thinks it's an easy vote to get Q out. She hasn't heard another name aside from Q. It's because it's your name, girl. She says, with idols in play, people act stupid. I bet she regretted saying that.
Yeah, girl. Look within.
Tiff is betting she can keep her idol in her pocket because Q is going home. Kenzie and Maria will chat about the potential of getting Tiffany out, but Kenzie is apprehensive about the potential idol play. Shouldn't she know, though, that Tiffany would want it to be Q, so even if she was the only person voting, it was going to be Q? Why not pull the trigger on it?
Oh,
she was
yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
On the beach, Kenzie will tell Tiffany that she's basically in the final six, assuming, you know, she stays and uses the idol next week. And Tiffany jokes, as long as they don't blindside me. And Kenzie's like, not yet. If you didn't know, every joke has truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to now analyze everything your friends say on the beach of Survivor?
You should have been from the get-go.
That's true. Kenzie doesn't want to lose Tiff because she wants to be there, and Q doesn't. She thinks Q is spitting in the face of everyone who has ever applied and tried to be out there. Do you agree with that?
No.
Why not?
Because you can quit.
Explain.
If he wanted to quit the game, he would have quit the game.
He's told us he wanted to quit.
Then
Long
why
ago.
is he there?
Because that man has pride. He's a macho man.
No, ma'am. I mean, yes, he is. Yes, he is. But if he wanted to quit the game, he would have quit the game.
Maria will talk to Ben to swing him to vote with Q to get Tiffany out. He thinks that Q is a bully, but the idol is more dangerous than Q. With four votes locked in, they need one more to have the majority. Who will it come down to? The girl who didn't get her Bourbon Street Mushroom Swiss Burger. I feel like, even though I don't like mushrooms, the amount of times I have said the Bourbon Street Mushroom Swiss Burger, I should get one for free.
They need to pay you.
Literally, literally.
Where's your sponsor?
Also, friends, if you go to Applebee's and have a Bourbon Street Mushroom Swiss Burger, please tag the pod.
Let us know how it is. I don't like mushroom meats either, so it's not for me, but.
Maria will sit down with Liz and tell her they all hate Q, but they only have one vote to get Tiffany out. The wheels are turning in Liz's head. She knows that Maria wants to make the bold move for the jury, but she dislikes Q so much and has a personal vendetta against him. She's got a battle between her mind and her heart. If you were Liz, what would you do?
Well, I'm not entitled like Liz. I'm not a Karen like Liz. And I'm not a liar about being a billionaire like Liz. I'm not a crypto scammer, course seller. So I don't know. I don't even remember what the question was. What would I do? If I was Liz, I don't know. I'm not Liz. It's so hard with these questions because I feel like everyone's game is so personal. So like,
well, I'll tell you what Liz should have done. I'll tell you right now. If Liz is
she could have gotten Q out.
If she is very concerned about having her own move, she could have had her own move. And do you know what
That's
she could
true.
Have done? She could have stood up in the middle of tribal council and said, "Hey, Tiffany, play your idol." Not only does the idol get flushed, Q is out of the game.
Yep.
That is the move.
That would have been a great move. But guess what? Liz isn't a good player. So she didn't make that move.
The fact that Kenzie didn't know it, because I guarantee you she would have told Tiffany to make that move,
she
very
have,
similarly
yeah.
to how D told Julie to do the same thing. Liz, if you wanted the move and to win this game, that was your chance.
She wouldn't have won the game.
She would have. She might have, because
nah.
That move would have been securing her an extra spot.
No. No, ma'am.
Well, we're going to head to tribal where Hunter looks less groomed, or less hot groomed. I don't know what it is.
I thought he looked cute.
I don't know.
I missed him. I missed his presence.
I think what it was is he probably washed his hair and like Dirty Hunter was hotter. I don't know. Whatever. But you know what happened to Kenzie's hair? It almost lit on fire.
In drag last week, my hair also caught. My hair caught on fire.
How?
There was a candle behind. So normally my gig is outside in like a tented area, but the weather was not great, so they moved me inside. But they weren't prepared for me inside, so like I just set up next to a candle, and then I was like whipping my hair at one point, and it lit on fire.
Can I ask what song it was?
Oh, it wasn't even like performing. Like I was just
bitch
calling out bingo numbers.
Oh God, that's embarrassing. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff reminds
no,
them
it was
that
fine. It was a moment.
Every person on the jury is there from a blind side. Q says that over the last 3 days, he's been calm. If they approach him, good. If he's not going to go bother anybody. Tiffany says Q sat back and it is what it is. She says camp was peaceful for the first time in a while. Kenzie. Well, she says it's different because Q has been a good smokescreen, but they all had a good understanding. Now to the reward. Liz said that what she said, she didn't want it to be awkward. She's really not that sorry, and she can't play together with Q.
Yeah, fake apology.
Q alleges he put out a plan, and if four others help him, it could shake things up. I'm a little confused here. Maybe this is revisionist history. Did he put out that plan, or was it Maria?
I think he was talking about at the reward.
Not this plan.
Okay. I think he was saying that to make Tiff feel safe, maybe.
Yes, of
maybe
course,
not.
But whatever. What? Ben is over Q, but it's beyond him if it's really not Q. Charlie says that there was a moment where he questioned if something was going on that he doesn't know about. The calm is becoming and scary because they are on the same page. Maria says that they are all thinking about getting something on their resume. A blind side is huge, but it's not the case tonight. Lies! Lies, Minnelli, lies!
Yeah, everyone is acting. They said, ha! I'm acting!
You remember? The actor's over on the jury bench.
True, true.
Now, when discussing if keeping Q is the better move, Tiffany doesn't know if keeping Q is the better move for anybody based on what she's been hearing. Q is not best for their game. But he claims he's accepted if their plan is not his plan. He's cool with it. And it was a very quick travel because it was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
Smokescreen wins out again. Time to vote. No one plays an idle advantage by a vote of 5-3. Tiffany is blindsided. Q, Ben, Maria, Charlie, Liz voted for Tiffany. Tiffany, Venus, and Kenzie voted for Q. Let's discuss it. There are seven left. Who did this move actually benefit?
Maria.
Okay.
It was definitely Maria's move.
Okay.
Q, obviously, because he's still there. Yeah. Charlie is probably still. No, it didn't. I don't think it benefited him, but.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If everyone knows Maria just made this move, why doesn't Venus and Kenzie be like, hey, let's get Maria out now?
They might. They could.
She's got no safety.
Doesn't she have an idol? Didn't she
Does
get
she?
one at the beginning?
No. That
No.
was Jem. Every person who's had an
Right,
idol
yeah.
got blindsided and walked out with it with in their pocket.
I thought she had like some advantage at the
She
beginning.
did have an extra vote advantage, I believe.
She used it.
I think I'm not
She had
sure if
to or
she,
something.
I think it was
It was
expired
like
by
the
now.
first
I'm not,
tribal.
yeah.
Okay. They could. I don't know. I think she has the numbers to stay safe, though.
Of course she does. Or
She's
again, if you want,
insulated.
what the thing is now, if you want to stay safe, just vote out Q. You still have the numbers.
Yes.
Why do you think we've had three straight people with idols not play their idol? Is it the caliber of players this season? Or is it a
Fool me once,
confidence?
shame on me. Fool me twice, diddle dee dee. Fool me thrice, girl. What the fuck? Play your fucking idol, like wild. Do it. I don't know.
What does this
Tiffany
say
should have.
about
Hunter
future
and Tiffany
players?
both are dumb to not play them. What about what? Future
What is this
players?
future players? What do you learn from watching this season?
I always think, I've always thought you should keep your advantages as private as possible. Don't
Duh.
tell literally anyone until like the day you're possibly using it for them. You know? I don't
Correct.
know.
Well, I got
And
some burning
use it.
questions.
Use if everyone's like, there's, we're all in unison, nothing's going on tonight, use your shit. Because it's never that cut and dry.
And that's the tea. All right, I got some burning questions. You
The
ready?
Darjeeling. Yes, I got some burning answers.
What is Tiffany's legacy?
She was a badass. She was likable. I don't know. I'll
No,
go
I
with
thought she was
that.
a great player. I think she
Yeah.
really just got caught up in a game where someone really fucked up for her. I really do think that if Q was a smart player and didn't really focus on this non-existent six, the three of them could have been the Tika three. The three of them could have made it to the end. But Q and his pride and his ego really fucked up a lot of players' games. In a way, it's been really exciting to see that kind of thing.
I love it.
But if Q were to ever come back, I would not be able to play with him. I would vote him out immediately because he's too much of a wild card.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to make it to the end. I don't think he's going to get any votes. I think everyone's playing their own game. So if you fuck it up for someone, you're succeeding for you.
Who won the week? Who the best episode?
Maria.
No, it's the Bourbon Street Mushroom Swiss Burger.
Yeah,
That no one ate.
definitely. True.
Who's in danger, girl?
Liz.
I think it's Venus.
Venus.
I think Venus is
Venus,
next.
yeah, I think so too. I agree with that.
I feel like Venus is next because no one really has any allegiance to her. I do think because of that moment we had with Ben and Kenzie, Ben is going to fight to keep Kenzie longer than she probably should stay in the game,
I think
which could be
Kenzie's
a
probably going to
fatal
be
flaw.
fine. I don't think she'll make
Yeah.
it to the end, but I just don't think she really has any numbers at this point.
Well, after 10 episodes, the winner of the season is.
I already said it, but Maria. I'm gonna call the final three as Maria, Charlie, and Q.
I think the final three is Maria, Charlie, and
Nice.
Kenzie. And
Okay, and
Kenzie
Kenzie.
wins because the two of them will split votes because their game was too identical.
Maria and Charlie?
Yes.
I mean, wait. Who will split votes?
Maria and Charlie. Their game was too similar.
So then how will Kenzie? Oh, and then Kenzie will just get
Because they will
more.
split the votes, and everyone who wants Kenzie to win gets she'll probably win by
Okay,
maybe a vote or two.
maybe. We'll
I
see.
think Kenzie is very much like Jam Jam. She is playing an exceptional social game. Everybody loves her, and she is in tune to how the game is played. She hasn't made her big move yet, but I feel like she could potentially still be able to have one in her if she can swing some votes to her side in the next episode or two. But we'll
I don't
see.
know. I think it's too obvious that she's a great talker and that bringing to the her to the end would her being able to plead her case would be the downfall for some people. And I think people will catch on to that and they won't let her get that far. But
We'll
we'll
see. Well,
see.
we'll
She's
see.
been getting a good edit and she's been getting lots of screen time each episode
She has.
despite not doing shit. So we'll see. I love the ginger representation.
And Mariah is like, what about me?
Mariah wasn't a ginger. She had like brown hair.
No, that was red.
No, you
Oh my
called
God.
it red before, and I clocked that too.
No,
I'm
it's red.
gonna
It's red.
Google her.
It's red. Where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
You can find me on social media at Miss Felicia. That's at MISSFELLATA. Okay, it is. It's like Auburn. Anyway, at MISSFELLATIA. You can see me live. I host two bingo shows, one at Sycamore on the first Wednesday and the third Thursday of every month, and then one at Sound and Fury every other Tuesday, both in Brooklyn. Come see me. Bingo. It's fun. If you want to follow me as a boy, that's T Grunin, TGRUNIN, which is also my Venmo if you want to send me any money. I'm a SoulCycle instructor in New York City. Come take my class sometime.
Well, Miss Felicia, thank you for being here, and I'll see you at Applebee's.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you at Applebee's. We can share one of those Shark Tank drinks.